everybody. Welcome to our brand new MMA Roasted podcast. It's me, Adam Hunter. I got my boy CB Gold in studio.
I am back. I didn't quit.
Yeah, he didn't quit after yesterday's debacle, as well as we got Joey Perez and the legend, 27-time world champion, amazing fighter, just all around badass. I mean, we're probably one of the last living legends now that we lost Muhammad Ali. Hanano Laranja, how are you, man? All right, sleeping, tired? What's going on?
No, I'm here. I'm here. I'm here in body, but my spirit is dead inside.
Why are you so tired?
I overdid with the alcohol last night.
You got drunk?
Yeah.
What was it, a date or something?
Well,
or
it was. You could call it that. That would be a nice way to call it.
Yeah, it was just some. Where'd you meet
this
girl?
Let's call it a rendezvous. Okay.
And where did you meet the girl?
None of your fucking business. But
oh, wow.
I met her somewhere through channels.
Yes.
And I took her to you know, back to my condo, and I made love to her.
How many times did you guys go?
A few times. Okay. I you know, this ain't my first barbecue. I can't only everybody, you know, say, hey, Uncle Hanach, let's go. You know, round three, round five. You know, and I go, carayu, how many times I gotta fuck you before you're gonna go to sleep?
Right.
Well, but I don't blame them to be, you know, once you get a, what's that? It's like a Pringles, you know, once you get pop, you know,
once
then
you, pop,
you,
the
you know,
don't
you
stop.
Ain't going to stop that one. You
I
know?
Used to be able to go over and over. Now I'm like one and out. Do you think I should take TRT?
TRT? Yeah. A lot of guys did that because you probably have low chi.
Have you ever done that?
No, I never did that. You know, true stuffs. It's fucking expensive.
Yeah.
Habit, and I don't want to spend all my fucking money,
yeah,
my fortune on that.
Right.
And another stuff is you gotta keep, you're like a heroin junkie. You gotta keep injecting yourself. I don't want to inject myself with the needles every day, you know?
Yeah, that's what I hear. I hear that if you stop doing it, then your body falls apart.
So well, I don't know. I can't speak to, but I thought you could took a vitamins, you know, like a pill. But they, you know, and I was kind of interested. And then they were like, "Oh no, you gotta stick yourself every day."
Yeah,
and
that.
I'm like, "God, I don't want to have to do that every time."
Have you ever taken Viagra?
You know what? Until I had not took it my whole life, and then I never took the Viagra.
Yeah.
But I tried Cialis.
Cialis, yep.
Yeah, just to see what the fuck was going on in that one. You know,
yeah,
it was fun. You know, my boner was like wanted to, you know, like a rocket into outer space, you know,
uh-huh,
what I mean? I was attracted from my boner myself. I was like, carayo, I wish I was gay. Look at that thing. It made me to wish I was, did the better, how you say, the flexibility so I could
suck, you know, your own cock?
I want to did that, you know?
That
if I could did that, you probably never going to hear from your Uncle Hanach again.
Now, it seems, are gay men attracted to you or no?
Take a wild guess, Paul.
Yes, of course they are.
Yeah.
Yes, of course they are. Now,
straight men is attractive from me, carayo.
Now, last night we had a show at the Dime Bar. It was a fun show. Actually, I had two shows. I went to the Dime Bar, and then I went to Flappers to do a show.
Oh, Flappers.
Now, it was cool seeing CB. CB brought his parents.
It's so cool to see CB.
As some of his,
it's a real treat.
Him and his parents came to the show, sat in the front row, and your parents are very normal.
Which is shocking.
Completely shocking.
I have an analogy that I came up with last night about how it worked out with my parents. Basically, if you've ever been to Vegas and you've gambled, you know, let's say you go and you sit down, you win $100, you're like, all right, I won 100. I could win another 100. That's kind of how their childbirth went. They gave birth to my sister. They're like, she's the perfect angel. Let's double up. And then they gave birth to the devil and lost all their money.
That's always what happened.
It was so funny because CB's in the front. It was kind of a lighter crowd last night. But
a lighter crowd, like light skin.
Not light enough. Because
I know you always like to do a black. You like to do black clubs and stuff.
I don't think we had
so maybe
black
you
people there.
Could do a lighter
like
crowd
one
this time.
Yeah, no, it was lighter as far as like they weren't as many people as usual.
I think T Real was the only non-light one.
Yeah, T Real. But CB goes on and he's sitting with his parents and there's every comic is doing blowjob joke, sex joke,
well,
and CB is dying laughing. His parents look shocked. Like they were laughing. They look mortified.
No,
like,
as they were laughing. Like as if the stork brought fucking CB to them. You know what your mom was up to.
They looked at me like I was the bad kid that you were hanging out with.
Not at all.
This is the guy that my son spends his time with.
My mom is used to that type of humor. My dad is too. You know, my dad really enjoyed Damon Wayans Jr. Yeah. They both enjoyed Frazier Smith, I think was his name.
Yeah.
So you did have some black guys there. Damon Wayans Jr. and yeah.
They liked Benny when he was trying to put two and two together, yes. That they were married and they did have a kid, and I was sitting there. They had a good time. My mom's a little bit more open. My dad's a little more
conservative.
He's not really. He was the guy that was showing me Richard Pryor stuff and Eddie Murphy when I was like 8, 9 years old.
But he was showing you like the toy and like... moving or whatever.
Superman. I mean,
Superman 3.
I was in middle school.
But never his stand-up. Just the stuff where he's like, oh, shit. Oh, God.
That was a good prior, actually.
No, I was in middle school.
Oh, shit.
Watching Chris Rock specials, and they're both very open. It just depends on what mood my dad's in. But my mom was laughing.
They were laughing.
They were having fun.
It was nice meeting your parents.
Let's put it this way.
Mom's pretty attractive, by the way.
We've had this conversation already.
Wait a sec. How old you want me?
62.
No, that's just the cutoff. That's just the last... She just made it.
Dude, I've never shown you a picture of my
family. Never in your life.
You're going to tell me my sister's hot now.
If your mom breaks up with your dad, would you let her date Renato?
It'll never happen, but you know what?
Why not?
Because they'll never break up.
I could treat her better than anybody.
So could a lot of people.
Wow. I'm not a lot of people.
She said there's only one person that she would flat out divorce my father for.
Who's that?
Jason Statham.
Really?
Yeah, I don't know where that came from, but Jason Statham.
Oh, that's...
He's got a receding hairline. He's suffering from male patterns baldness.
Adam Hunter. Jason Statham.
Oh, God,
I have that too.
But Adam, at least have a little something. Okay, let me just see your dad and your family.
They're normal. Okay. It's shocking.
I'm looking at your mom. Okay, I can see the resemblance. Yeah, I'm not going to say anything.
You can say whatever you want. I've been dealing with this since I was high school.
Your sister's not bad.
Yeah.
I know, and she's single.
She have a nice chest.
She got two kids.
And your dad look like a handsome man.
Yeah, he is a handsome man.
He's staying.
So funny,
you know what? He stays in shape.
Yeah, your dad is in shape.
He's got that. He have some arms there.
I think your dad and my dad are going to become BFFs. We're going to be seeing a lot more of each other.
What size your sister's chest?
Fake.
Really?
Oh. Yeah, so was my mom, but she had to have them reduced. I hope they never listen to this shit. Oh my God.
I'm going to tell.
Now, Renato, were you at UFC 199? Did you go to the
199? Fights? No, I didn't went there. I had too much stuff going on. I went to stuff before that, HFA. They have
the
fights.
Yeah. How was that?
Well, that's what I said.
Right. I couldn't believe it. You know what's funny? That one of the guys who fought in that, the guy that trains with Gokor...
Don't bring that up because that's why I was there, okay?
What's his name?
You're talking about Karen Dabarian.
Karen.
Karen, not Karen.
Karen, right? So yeah. I was
Wasn't
trained,
he in WEC? So
look.
He used to be. Here's my Karen story.
Karen, fucking guy. Okay. I'm going to tell Karen and he's going to beat you ass.
So
careful what you say. He's
so
one of my
Karen,
good friends.
I go to Gokor's to train there and I'm rolling with this kid who's just like lighting me up in sparring and rolling.
Yeah.
And then afterwards, I'm like, what belt do you? He's like, white belt. And I was like,
he's
really?
Yeah.
And then he goes, no, I'm kidding. And then he tells me who he is. And he's like, I'm like, what was your record? And he's like, 8-4, but I don't suck. I swear I don't suck. Guy couldn't have been nicer.
Yeah, he is one of the nicest guys you're ever going to meet. And also, he's been around for a long time. He had a setback. You know, his father passed away. He was killing it. He was like on the highs and everything. He once beat even another friend of mine, Johnny Ferguson. He once beat Johnny Ferguson, on a couple days on a week's notice.
Wow.
Just off the couch came and beat, you know, like I can't remember what organization, but and you know how good Johnny Ferguson is.
He's one of the best in the world, okay? He's one of the top three.
And this guy Karen, I've seen him now he's on a comeback, okay? And you know, cuz he looked like he was going to be done with MMA and then he's been coming back lately. All his fights, just first hound, just destroying everybody. And then he got to a situation where they offered this fight on the HFA.
Yeah.
And that night, Dana White is there and doing that show, looking for a fight, blah, blah, blah. And he put so much pressure himself. He said, you know, this is a big opportunity. And he looked like he was there, his body, but his soul, his spirit wasn't there. He's gonna be back. That guy is a nightmare when his when he's.
So what happened? He got knocked out.
Yeah, he got caught. But trust me, that guy that you saw in that fight. Well, and it's almost good because then guy's gonna want to take a fight with that guy.
Yeah.
When he's get himself back to brush himself off, you're gonna hear about that guy.
Now, how do you get along with Armenians?
I like Armenian, especially Armenian women. Every time I go to the bank anywhere,
yeah.
I see that Armenian.
Do they
women.
Put out as much as like Brazilians? Well, I find Armenian girls sometimes are.
That's because you're white.
Oh, white.
Armenian women like either Armenian guys or black guys. Okay. And they don't want to tell their parents, but they have an affinity for black guys, especially when I came to them with the baby browns here.
Yeah.
And I said to them, Sev Savasher, Amborskian Kestavitsikes.
What does that mean?
Sev Savasher.
I don't know what you're saying.
He's going to sing the rest
it's
of the
like
song.
A, it's imagine it's like a, to hear a Frank Sinatra tune, but it's right. A famous Armenian song where he's talking about the beautiful dark eyes.
So how many Armenian women have you slept with?
Never mind how many. I never kiss and tell a lot of that one.
Last night you kissed and tell.
Well, not for everybody to hear.
Oh, okay.
Listen, I'm a virgin, poor. And
they also don't have...
I need somebody to be gentle with me.
They also sometimes don't have, based on the family and like their religious purposes, they don't have a huge affinity for Jews.
Armenians, though?
Yeah.
Really?
Well,
yeah.
That's even better for
sometimes.
Me.
That's there even... were two hot ones at your show last night,
oh
for
my
sure.
God.
Holy shit.
Trust me, there's some Armenian women that knock your socks off.
I find they take care of themselves really
They
well.
Do, and sometimes they have the booty. Like, you know what? I mean, I'm not a big Kim Kardashian fan, but, you know, those girls have a nice booty. On. You know, they have a big
now,
ass on
Now, would you
there.
Sleep with her now after all the guys she's been with?
I don't know.
Would you go down on her after?
That's a half one.
Yeah, because you know, I mean, think about all the girls that Kanye's been with.
Yeah,
you know he was with Amber Rose. How many guys?
You know
she's
what?
Been
you know
with?
Who I? You know what? I don't care what the fuck. How many guys she's been with? I would definitely fuck
Amber Rose. Really?
Amber Rose.
Hell yeah, dude.
Amber Rose gets my. I don't know how you want to call that, but it's get my.
Would you? Let
would you
my
rather bang Kate Upton or Amber Rose?
I tell you, Amber Rose, because look, Kate Upton got beautiful chits,
yes,
and have a face, a gorgeous little face, okay?
Yes.
But Amber Rose is the one where you get a hard on just like in the same home. You go, oh, nice to meet you, Amber Rose. Carayo.
I'm going with Kate Upton.
But that's your preference.
Yeah.
Would you let her stick her fingers up your butt like Kanye?
No, I don't want that.
Joe would?
But that's fine. I got nothing against that. That don't mean nothing about your sexuality. My preference, I don't like somebody to stick nothing up my ass.
Has anyone
okay?
ever tried it?
Yes, a million Chinese.
And
for some reason, back in the old days of high school stuff, girls, that was the go-to. They'd be trying to stick their finger. I know somebody must have told that once.
In like Brazil when you grew up?
Yeah, yeah. And I was always, no, I'm not interested to that. But as I said before, I don't mind somebody to French kiss my ass.
CB, your girlfriend is just...
That's a different experience.
Did you grab your ass or
no? No. Wouldn't get anywhere near it.
Has she ever tried?
No.
But morally, I don't have nothing wrong with that. I just don't like the sensation.
Okay. Now, so I was at 199. It was amazing. We covered that yesterday. I was just going to get your
opinions. Covered a little bit.
Opinions on Michael Bisping versus Luke Rockhold.
Oh, well, you know my feelings about Luke Rockhold, okay?
Right.
The arrogance.
Yeah.
Speaking of arrogance, he reminds me of the model Rick Martel.
He does remind me of Rick Martel.
You know what I'm saying? And if you remember, you people who like the WWF, I remember that one, forget about WWE, okay?
I'm the same way. I'm WWF.
I can't
guy.
WWF. I mean,
I like
WWE.
When there was good guys and bad guys.
Yeah.
Now you don't know who's good.
Who's
bad.
Who? And they don't have a gimmicks. I don't like that one. But anyway, back to Rick Martel. This was a good looking gentleman, and he was have a big. A fragrance that he put on himself.
What was the fragrance?
It was called Arrogance. And he would have it in a big thing that looked almost like in the old cartoons where they have bug spray thing.
Yeah.
And he had it, and he'd spray himself the Arrogance.
Or like Rick Rude.
Yeah, oh, Havishing Rick Rude is a
he
different style. But he looked more like Don Fry, poha.
I like when Rick Rude made out with Jake the Snake's wife.
God.
And then Jake the Snake beat the shit out of him. It was like a whole thing. It was pretty funny.
Well, those was the days. Okay?
My
those
favorite
glory
fight,
days.
My favorite, although I got to say, I was a Glory Day fan wrestling, but the first time I saw ECW wrestling.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Well, yeah.
There was one
little...
fight. These guys were taking, the audience was taking frying pans and handing them to the fighters. They hit each other with frying pans. And then they're fighting, right, by, like, the entrance to walk to the ring. And they're fighting. These two guys are fighting. There's a guy next to it with a wooden arm, right? But you didn't know it. And a wrestler grabbed the wooden arm and started beating up the other guy. Yeah,
that, was the wrestler black?
I forgot, but then the announcer
because
goes,
if it was, it was New Jack.
He was the one-armed man. It was one of the funniest things.
If I had got more into that, because I like the gimmicks and stuff, but I didn't. I wasn't familiar with that guys, you know? Yeah. But anyway, so you know, Luke Hart called his guy have an arrogant attitude. And, you know, we had our difference on the podcast here. Yeah. You know, he's jealous from me, and he want to erase my name from the Hacker books. You know, he want to pretend that he was the first gorgeous man in Valley Trudeau.
And the guy that beat Chris Weidman, you beat him Weidman before
that. I did everything before that guy. I beat Weidman before him, which nobody said ever happened. But you can look to the video, Chabe.
Yep.
And I was known to be the first good-looking guy, gorgeous man in Valley Trudeau before they had that, and also had a perfect body.
Yeah.
And those was a lot of stuff that people take for granted. Right. These guys, he would have been in one of the gay magazine or catalog or something.
Now,
like
when
that.
We went to the dime bar, me and you, there was a girl that was like all over you. Mm. Then you said something and she got mad. And then
you got her back.
So what happened with that?
Oh yeah, that she was upset because I said I took a picture of us sitting there. She wanted to take a picture with me.
Yeah.
She was begging to take a picture. And then I said, okay, I'm going to take a picture. You can sit on my lap. We're going to do that. And then I posted that one Instagramming.
Right.
And said something about white women. You know, these white women is going to be the death of me. Something like that. So she said, let me see the post. I said, okay, but you know, you got to take with a grain of salt. She take a look at that one and she got so upset.
Yeah.
And she said, oh, that's racist. Okay, listen. She missed the fucking point, okay?
Yeah, she flipped out on you.
I tried to make her famous.
Right.
She had no fucking idea. She flipped out on me. And then later on, she was like, you know, when I tried to fucking explain to her, and she was like, blah, blah, blah. I said, look, no problem, baby cakes. I erased the one. Then she goes, no. You could keep it up there. You could keep it up. I don't care. And then I said, no, it's too late. I erased you from history.
Did you guys make up? Did you ever talk to her for that?
You know what? She wanted to. I said, go take a hike.
Right.
Take a long walk to the short spear.
Right.
Because, you know, I
remember we used to take hikes with the porn stars. Remember those hikes?
I remember that. I would have liked to take more hikes with some of that one.
those were some good times.
Yeah.
Now,
But Bisping, yes. So, you know, I know both of that guys, and you know how my feelings about Luke Harcourt. And last time he said, you know, he wanted you right here on your podcast. Luke Harcourt said, I want that fight. I want you to have that fight. I've never heard, you know.
Right.
Then when he's asked about that, obviously he asked for Bisping instead of me. Well, he got his wish. Now, and Bisping took advantage.
In your opinion, do you think it should be automatic rematch, Rockhold Bisping? Or should it go Rockhold Weidman and Jacare fights Bisping next, and then those two fight the winner?
To be honest, I don't care. But what's fair is probably an automatic rematch. What the fans, as a fan, I would prefer to keep the drama and excitement and have more big fight. I prefer Weidman and Rockhold get it on.
Yeah.
Okay. And then. You do that. You know what I mean? Why not make some more?
What bothers me about that, though, is that I think that both those guys are very capable of beating Bisping.
So what?
I don't know. I would like to see Weidman Bisping just because I would like to.
Do a hot call.
I don't know. Do you think the UFC wants Jacare as the winner? Well, because then if Jacare is the winner.
There's so many guys in
that. What are you laughing about?
Because number one, four of the top five that aren't Bisping beat Bisping.
Yeah. But I think, hey, look, you underestimate
he's the champ,
Bisping.
But
he is the champ.
You know what? You underestimate. You know what I think people is the interesting stuff that I think people was talking about. Some people was talking about, but I didn't hear a lot of people. Imagine a heat match. Imagine Hendo fighting for one more
against Bisping.
Hendo Bisping too. I mean,
Hendo's got a claim.
Hendo. It's like a cartoon character. You know what? Hendo is like Popeye, okay? I mean, it's not like a heel person. He comes like with that fist like that, cock like that. Like, oh, I mean.
That's a good fight.
And you know the right hand is coming, and he still hits you. He still hits you.
At the same time, I don't know why, I don't know why
Lombard
was not moving his head.
Whatever.
He was sitting there.
You know why? You could say that about any goddamn fight that Handel is not a heel man. He's a character.
He's a cartoon, but he's a character. If he fights Bisping, I think Bisping wins.
Who?
I don't.
He's got to stay
everybody
away.
Thought Bisping. Everybody thought Bisping was gonna. I mean,
Lombard
was gonna kill him. I mean,
he almost did, but seven times in the first.
But
round.
Guess what?
He didn't.
That's my point.
So okay, so Bisping Hendo fight again, right?
That'd be the
Bisping.
End.
Bisping wins this fight by staying away from him and just outpointing him.
Yeah, but that's what. You don't think that's the first time somebody said, "Hey, look."
Hendo
have a high hand. Don't get caught by that
Hendo
one.
Hendo could catch him.
Yeah.
But let's say Hendo wins, right?
Retires.
Then Hendo's the champion.
Retires.
And then hide off into the sunset.
Vacate the belt. You retire as the UFC middleweight champ.
He's not going to retire.
Yeah, but in any case.
He only won't retire as a champ. If he beats Bisping.
Honestly, he's probably one of very, very few that you could probably count on one hand that actually would win the belt, say, you know what?
No way. This
is all I ever wanted. We're calling it a career. Here's your belt.
He's already had the belt.
He hasn't had the UFC belt. He had the Pride belt. He had two Pride belts. But he actually, when he defended both of them in consecutive matches, he lost both Pride belts when he unified the titles. So if he gets the shot, which I do not see happening, I think he could beat Bisping. But the funny thing is so there's another one. 5 out of 6 guys that aren't Bisping in those rankings could beat Bisping. But in terms of the matchups that I think are most plausible right now, it's going to be Weidman Rockhold 2 in New York City because Weidman wants that card so fucking bad.
Right.
And Jacare is going to get the shot. They flew Jacare out to watch it. I spoke to Jacare. He said, "I'm here. I'm seeing who's going to win. I get next."
I hope Jacare beats. I hope Bisping beats Jacare, but that's a tall order.
That is a tall order. But let me tell you something.
No comment.
Name one person that you know besides your Uncle Hanach,
yes,
who said that Bisping could beat Rockhold.
I did.
You did.
I texted him. I go, "You got this."
Let me tell you something.
Text?
I don't care. You're just kissing his ass. You said the same. you probably sent the same text to Rockhold.
I did it.
But you erased that one.
No,
okay?
I thought he could win. I didn't think he could knock him out.
Here's the whole thing. Here's the whole stuff. I was at a viewing party. Yeah. Watching that one.
With
and
you.
Everybody was laughing. None of your fucking business.
Okay, I knew that was coming.
Yeah. And so I was watching that one. And everybody in the home was laughing. Oh, because they was like, "Okay, well, this is going to be a quick one." You know, people was gathering their shit.
Yeah.
Getting headed, you know, like, "Okay, after this, I'm out of here. You know, it's going to be quick." And I said, "Don't be so sure." And then they said, "How much?" And the whole thing everybody was talking about, except for your Uncle Hanach, was, is he going to survive 3 minutes?
Right.
It's going to be under 3 minutes, and you're going to get knocked the fuck out. And I was like, "Okay, you guys." And when it happened, everybody's mouth was just open, like, "What the
I couldn't
fuck
believe it. I was
just
going
saw.
Crazy.
I was I yeah. And but if you examine the fight before that with those two, until that head kick happened,
yeah,
Bisping wasn't doing a lot of damage, but he was landing
and
a lot
said
of
he won the sparring match against.
Yeah, I don't know
practice.
About that. I can't
that
speak
was
to
strike
that.
Force days,
I can't speak to that one. But that fight before, if you really watched that one, it's not like Rockhold was hunting away with that one. Bisping looked nice. His boxing looked nice. You know, so it, you know, it is
but
what
in
it
the
is.
Rematch, who do you think wins?
Yeah, I mean, you know, probably you got a more focused Rockhold, but, you know,
and
to
no
in this sport, man.
And he might be in his head, too.
In
know,
this
no
sport,
in
this sport, to just count anybody out. Look what happened, McGregor. You know, like, you can't just disrespect these guys who's fought in all these organizations and made it to the UFC and just be like, "Ah, this guy's a fucking bum." You know, there's a reason why they fight, man.
Right. So, it came out today that Anthony Pettis going to 145.
He was talking about that years ago when Aldo beat Edgar, and he's like, "I'm going to go to 145 and I'm going to beat
really
Aldo."
That's not a bad idea.
Because he lost 3 fights in a
but
row.
But that's not a bad idea.
No, I think
he's
too
that's
small.
A great idea.
He's too small for 155.
He's not a big man.
Yeah, no, I think it's a good idea.
But where's his brother at? I thought
his brother was 125.
Huh? Yeah.
Sergio is 125.
Are you sit?
Yeah, I think he's 135.
Yeah, it has to be.
He
I don't
fluctuated.
They
he
have
did
a,
fight at both.
They have 125 in UFC, man.
Demetrius Johnson.
Yeah. That's 125?
Yeah.
Why? I thought that was 135.
No, it's 125.
My new best buddy.
125?
125. As big as one of
my
your
nuts. My dick weigh 125.
I'd actually like to call the girl from last night to find out the truth of that, please.
Yeah, it's fine with me, boy. Yeah,
I'm sure you already.
But she's no longer with us. Yeah. She's deceased.
I didn't put her anywhere.
No, I did though.
Okay, enough.
Listen, I'm gonna put you somewhere. Oh, you know, I want to say something about his looks and that his parents. Do your parents mind that you look like the guy you ever seen?
Amish Mafia?
No. Who?
Amish Mafia?
Well, that's one.
Sergio's still a flyweight.
Okay, so to me, you know, he looked like, you ever seen Ocean's 11, the first one?
Yes.
You never saw that? No. Not the one with Sammy Davis Jr.
I didn't see it.
You didn't see the fucking George Clooney one?
No, I didn't see it.
Oh, boha. Well, all
somebody
you guys out there.
Video store.
The guy who is supposed to be beating the shit out of George Clooney in The Home.
Oh, yeah, the big dude.
But he's big as. It looked like if that guy has AIDS, that's going to be you. I got to find out.
Why
to you
do
people
you have
out
a beard,
there.
By the way? What's up with the beard?
Why do I have a beard?
Yeah.
Because I'd never grown one and I like having it.
Nice.
And I'm letting it go like Duck
Wait
Dynasty
till you
status.
See the guy that I'm talking about one at one point.
Does your girl like it or no?
She loves it. And ever since I've grown one, I got a lot of attention before her.
You never go down
and
on her
still
and
her.
Get confused? Or?
No.
No, it never happened.
We've had this conversation. I don't go down.
Have you ever
you
did?
Right?
You what?
Eat, I can't believe you don't eat pussy.
Okay, let no. You don't have it. Well, you don't like to have a kiss,
I mean,
a French kiss, a woman's pussy.
Once in a very long while, but
you must be a.
Let's put it this way: the last time I was going to,
yeah,
she needed to sit on a fire hydrant, and that kind of like scared me away from the rest of them.
It smelled bad.
It was bad.
How long ago was that?
Year and a half.
Okay, that's happened to everybody, okay, by the way.
I kicked her out of my apartment.
Every straight guy, every lesbian, we've all experienced that, okay?
I kicked her ass out.
Well, I don't, you know, I don't have to be that, you don't have to be like that about
it.
Be
a jerk. Yeah.
But, yeah, she's not going to get a second date, you know, on that one. And if I go down there and it's not height, I'm coming back up there. I'm just going to make like, boha, I'm just so turned on. I can't wait to fuck you.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
The thing with that one.
And get farthest away from that one, put the pillow off my face.
The thing with that one incident was if I didn't do that, she wasn't doing anything else. So at that point, it was just over.
Well, yeah, then you got to go.
But that's one girl, man. I mean, that's just one
I understand
girl.
That. But like the same reason I almost died on a chairlift going skiing. I haven't been skiing in 5 years.
But you know
years.
What? Some women have a bad breath. So that don't
I
mean every
do
woman have
test,
a bad breath.
Okay?
So let's say one black guy was rude to you. Are you going to hate all black guys?
Yes.
That's a completely different circumstance.
No, it's not.
That's an
uncircumstance.
That's
fucking
uncircumstance.
He's not
who the
black,
fuck
he's...
is? What? I take a umbra. I take what is it? Umbrage. Listen, shut the fuck up.
If one this is it's one vagina.
Don't compare that to black
that's one
guys.
Vagina,
that's so stupid.
One vagina out of the two that you've been with.
Oh yeah.
So I mean, you shouldn't get so upset.
By the way, that girlfriend.
The fact is, you see me with more than two.
What about
girls.
That girlfriend you have? You ever eat her buttocks?
No.
Okay. She what? Have a nice ass, that one.
She does have
I gotta
a nice
be
ass.
Honest. That she have a nice cakes on there.
Her Instagram says, I'm the guy that rap guys talk about or something.
Got
right? That's a
yeah, I know what it fucking says.
Too many black guys. Okay. That's why she was sick of black guys. She was like, now, I'm sick of
the funny thing is I take this a lot easier than I took fucking yesterday.
I know.
What happened yesterday?
He got upset because Michael Bisping was rude to him.
What?
When it came, he you know, CB's a grapher. He likes getting autographs and pictures. That's a hobby of his. And
Bisping didn't want to give him an autograph.
And Bisping was like, I already signed 300 fucking. How many are you going to have me sign?
Bisping, I wasn't the only one, though. There was like 30, 40 different fans last week on multiple days. I don't really want to get into it again.
was this before or after he won?
Both.
Both.
So at least he's consistent, boha. It's not like he got
big time. I thought
with
the belt, he'd be like, I'm the champ, I'm the champ. Like, everybody crowd around me, I love you all. And it was just kind of like, fuck you, I want a drink.
Well, he turned my tax, boha. I don't know what else.
I mean, you know, look.
It is what it is.
You guys are also fighters. You know, I'm sure it's a very emotional.
You know, it's a fraternity, you know, that me and those guys share.
Look,
what
does that do with you?
What are you talking about?
She's the original
Valetudo legend. What the fuck you
well,
think
I'm
that has to do with
him
me?
And Bisping,
but
and
that's what
like,
I'm talking
look,
about.
You're on the fraternity. He's not. Is that what you're
yeah,
saying?
Yeah. When basically, there's a difference between an MMA legend, Valetudo legend, and a fucking autograph seeker who looked like a Jewish terrorist.
A Jewish
Well, he looked more like a Palestinian terrorist, God.
How many Jewish terrorists? What are you talking about?
I don't know, but look at that guy.
Look, he is Jewish.
When you've met 14. And,
but he looked Arab.
You do look, right. He got mad. I used to call him ISIS.
I didn't get
shows.
Mad. Just funny.
Well, what's the difference? They live in the same area, but even though they don't like each other, one circumcised, the other one maybe circumcised by a mile. Boy, and the other one circumcised by
a grenade,
a gargoyle, a hoyle.
Well, no, there was a guy last week at the dime bar that was performing, and he was like, "Oh, I've got Armenian jokes," and I'm sitting in the front, and he goes, "Are you Armenian?" And I said, "No, I'm not." He goes, "Well, then I can't even tell those fucking jokes."
Yeah.
But when exactly but in terms of Bisping,
you have a very swarthy look to you, Paul.
In terms of Bisping, I'm going to finish with one thing, and then I don't want to talk about this anymore.
Well, yeah, good,
I've met 1,400 something fighters.
Oh,
if one of them's mean. It is what it is. I'm just stating what happened. That's it.
Now, do you like him? Who do you like more, CM Punk or Bisping?
Bisping.
Like being more CM Punk turned out.
Because at least Bisping fucking did it.
Yeah. Oh,
but
yeah.
CM Punk's at how least many, Bisping got
how,
in
how
there.
Many? How many did how many autographs has Bisping signed for you
over the years?
Yeah.
Probably a dozen.
So how many fucking times he got a sign? Yeah, and I'm gonna tell you why.
But I didn't ask him for an autograph for 3 years.
Listen to me, CB Moyo. Okay, let me tell you something. I'm gonna tell you why people like Bisping and other sports legends like myself, it would ever to turn down an autograph. First of all, it's a pain in the ass. Just take a fucking picture, okay? It's quick. I don't gotta sign. Oh, to my best friend, and then put this poha carayo. Listen, when I'm talking to you, you're texting.
I'm Snapchatting.
Yeah, I'm gonna Snapchat your girlfriend if you're not careful.
Go ahead.
Okay,
Everybody else does.
Yeah, good. So now listen to me when I'm talking to you.
Listen to him.
Listen to the fuck I'm talking. No,
I have
but
big ass
no, but you look
ears.
To
I
my eye. You look to the my
look
baby
to
browns.
Eyes.
You look to the browns of
I
my
love
eyes.
When Anato's here.
Okay, well.
Okay. Let's
I'm not going to tell you that.
I want to hear his words of wisdom.
Okay, so pay some respects, okay? So the reason why he's treat you like that is because he's done a fucking dozen autograph for you, what he thinks you're doing with the autographs?
He doesn't remember
no,
me.
But what he thinks you're doing with the autographs?
Number one, I'm not the only one.
But let me tell
you, I also hadn't
think,
met him
what do you
for
think
an
these
autograph
athletes
in 3 years from,
what do you
from
think
the other
the,
day
the
before.
Athletes think when you do picture after picture after autograph after
I know what
autograph.
They think because
they
I know what all the sellers
out, you're making
are.
Fucking money off of the autograph, and they don't want to sit there and waste their time so they can fucking make you a living for yourself off their name. They're not going to get nothing from that one. It's different if you have somebody who love you and say, "I love you, Mike Bisping, sign my forehead," or something like that. You know, maybe next time do this. Say, please sign my forehead.
I don't want his signature on my forehead.
Maybe, I mean, do you like, would like to respond? You think that's true? What are you saying?
I can understand it, yes. But there's the fighters at this point, because it's been so prominent in the last few years, they know who's selling. They know who's not selling.
Oh, so you think he'd sit there and diagram who the fuck
no,
is selling and not selling?
It's honestly, I do this all the time. It's
I know
a
you
dead
do this
giveaway.
All the time. That's why they want you to go away.
Some fighters, look.
There's no rebuttal to this. It's Renato Laranja. You can't fucking retort.
He did send me a text to somebody. He sent him yesterday saying, "Hey, listen, CB, I can't wait till I'm a pro fighter so I can have fans like you want my autographs."
Yeah, it's a person who never had a fucking fan in their life.
Yes,
that's why they can't wait for that one. But then you got somebody who all they do is sit around and sign an autograph and then see that shit's on the internet and people trying to sell that one.
Yes, but there are other people there are other fighters that are just as big as Bisping, if not bigger, that will sign, you know, 10 things for one person as
and
long
that's
as it's
beautiful
not a dead
that,
giveaway.
It's beautiful that they did that. But you know, some people, it's like a difference. Somebody want to take a picture of your Uncle Hinash. I'm going to want to. I took a picture. I take a picture with everybody. But then if it's like a paparazzi that's following me around all the time on Laurel Canyon or wherever I'm going, you know, then I'm going to say, well, you're going to try to make a living off my Uncle Hinash name.
The other day, someone asked me to curse out their friend on video. So I'm like, all right, I did it. But then he was like, hey, curse out 10 people. I'm like, I'm making my fucking ass
kicked. Was this
at
the Laugh Factory?
Yeah, the Laugh
Factory. Okay, he did the same thing to Dana, I think.
Who? Eric, right? Nice guy. But
no,
I'm
I
like,
love Eric.
But I'm like, who the fuck am I cursing out? Like, I don't want these
It's
people.
Just funny, though, but
I
it's
hope
funny.
Hopefully it's funny, and hopefully I'm not getting set up. Because like, I'm like, your mother, I'm saying all this fucking shit.
Oh, Dana's was way worse, I guarantee it.
Oh, okay.
Dana went crazy for him.
Now that
it was funny.
On the subject of people trying to make fucking money off of your Uncle Hinach,
yeah,
and people are bullshit artists.
I already sold yours for 20 apiece.
Yeah,
This, okay?
Oh,
there's,
nice.
There's a fucking guy on Head Bubble.
Oh, that's not yours?
It has nothing to do with me, okay?
Ooh,
there's a fucking shit. Piece of shit on some stupid thing called Head Bubble. How you said that in
it's
your
Red
language?
Bubble. It's where I got my phone case.
It's called Red Bubble?
Oh, yeah, Head yeah. Bubble, okay. And they're selling something. It says Renato Laranja, BJJ, Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu, 27-time world champion. They're selling fucking T-shirts, hoodies, in different fucking colors.
It looks like a ripoff okay. of Roots of Fight.
Yeah, exactly. And it's something that I never had this fucking...
yeah, you never approved it.
I never approved this, and I'm not making a fucking money off it. Don't worry, I'm on it. Don't buy none of this kind of bullshit, and I'm going to see. This takes the fucking cake. Let me show you what these other cocksuckers are selling on there. And they're selling Diaz brother shit, and I alerted I alerted ooh. Nick Diaz about that, and he was not happy, and we
Nick's
both...
Gonna fly to their
We had a talk. We had a nice long talk about these fucking guys. So, but anyway, we on to you, you cocksucker. But hold on. Watch this one.
That's fucking bullshit, man.
I feel like Nick and Nate are going to be at their house. Give me all your products.
Wait till you see what they got the nerve to be selling right now. I wouldn't even have the nerve to do this.
Another LaRanja throw pillows?
Yeah. Okay.
What the fuck?
Wow. Go. So if you got time.
$25?
Yeah, if you got time, you know, send these guys a note and say, go fuck yourself. You're trying
fuck
to steal
that,
from Uncle Henach, okay? Selling Renato Laranja throw pillows. Porra caralho. But anyway, I digest.
I feel
because
like
somebody's
gonna...
I don't want to get off on a tangent about this.
So, I have a feeling you're going to end up with somebody in a North to Health joke.
Let's talk about...
This
is true. So Alan Juban has a new opponent.
Oh, I'm so excited.
Oh, yeah.
He's
one
fighting
of
the guy that he's
fighting CB Moyle.
No, don't associate me with him.
He doesn't like, though. He's not on the podcast.
I don't...
You here for that shit?
No.
He's fighting Bilal Muhammad, who is...
Oh, you've talked about that guy before. Wait, that's not his name. Bilal Muhammad?
Bilal
Muhammad. He's the guy
that... He was supposed to fight this weekend.
He beat Steve Carl.
I've heard you talk shit about him before.
Yeah.
I didn't even put it together.
He beat Steve Carl, and he beat...
Oh, yeah. You told some fighters, please, if you get a chance, kick the shit out of Bilal Muhammad. No?
Yeah,
I remember that.
He also beat EJ Brooks. This guy's 9-0.
Oh, it was on the...
9-0.
It was on that press conference.
He was a Titan FC.
The Lima,
did they fight those guys?
No, it's this weekend.
Okay.
And it's for the title now.
Wait, were you here for that, for the Bilal Muhammad one?
No.
He was here for the David Machado.
Right.
Remember, it was
Diego Lima.
It was the flight attendant versus
Tanya.
The...
it was Diego Lima and David Machado, and now they're fighting for the title because Bilal got called up to the UFC.
Yeah,
that's
so
this weekend.
So,
oh, shit.
Bilal Muhammad, he's out of... the one in
Rufus Sport.
Yeah, Rufus Sport. 9-0.
Oh,
he's
I know a lot of those guys
over
there.
He trains with Ben Askren. He trains with Pettis. According to him, CM Punk beats everyone in practice. According to him. But he's a good guy. I mean, he's undefeated. He had never had a finish up until his last fight, but he fucked up Steve Carl. And Steve Carl is a guy who beat Josh Berkman. Submitted Josh Berkman. He was.
That's a tough. Josh Berkman's a hard guy to
Carl's
put away.
A lot
that was
of guys.
A long time ago.
Yeah, but fine. He didn't look great in his last fight, but Bilal looked great in his last fight against Steve Carl. And I think Allen's going to win.
But he have his hand full with this one?
He's got his hands full. He's got his hands
Does
full.
That guy have, like, great knockout power?
No.
So then he don't have. That's Hilly the only. The only way I see somebody dealing with Allen is just to have dynamite in the hand, you know?
This guy's good at everything.
But that's not how you beat Allen Jaban.
Not great at anything.
Yeah, that's not how you beat Allen Jaban.
I feel like Allen's better.
You're not going to beat him like that. He only will get, you know, you're not going to outpoint him or something like that. You have to put him away. The
first
only
round.
Stuff, he lost a decision in Brazil, my home.
With Wally Alves.
Yeah, and that was, you know, because the respectful.
Oh, he won that fight.
Respectful Wally Alves, but, you know,
Alan Juban
anybody can watch that fight,
first
you know.
Round.
By cartwheel kick?
No, I don't know about that, but I'm just saying.
He's better everywhere.
If you're not able to just put lights out, you know, off of a one-punch knockout, you're not going to, you just don't, you,
but
it's not going to happen.
It's tough. I mean, first of all.
Because what are you going to, you're going
to. Anytime you fight someone who's undefeated.
Whatever.
It's tough because the guy.
What are you
going
to, jiu-jitsu him to death? What are you going to do? How's he win that fight?
I think Allen's.
Yeah.
He doesn't.
Allen's better everywhere.
Yeah. So there you go. Allen Juban by the
But
win.
This kid's tough.
But he don't hit like Tumanov.
What?
No, Tumanov.
Bilal doesn't hit like Tumanov.
And by
though.
The way, I don't want to go on about that, but God, I'm still thinking about that fight, that Tumanov fight.
When he lost?
I mean, that what's his
when
name?
When Juban lost to Tumanov?
No, not that. Forget about that. The Gunnar Nelson.
Oh, yeah.
I can't bring myself to erase that one.
You see how good Allen is, and then you saw how good Tumanov was.
I can't erase that one from my DVR because God damn,
it was crazy.
So this week, also Saturday night, is the bare knuckle boxing fight.
Thank God it's here.
The one we was talking about before.
Yes, it's going to be Bobby Gunn versus Shannon the Cannon Rich. They're fighting.
It's pay per view.
Pay per view is not $9.
$9? Okay, yeah. No, that's fair.
Pay per view.
I would pay nine. You know what I'm saying?
We're gonna have a party here if you want to come watch.
That's
it.
Smart because you know when they do bummy events and then they charge like the same as the big. No one's gonna buy that shit. $9? I can see it myself. You charge 50 cents at the door here. You have a couple people.
So this
you're gonna get your $9 back.
So this Friday night, is Titan FC. It's Pat Healy versus Cesar Jay-Z Cavalcante. Should be a good fight.
Pat Cavalcante.
Yeah.
That's a great... wow, that's a nice matchup.
Who do you think wins?
I like both that guys. I know I'm not sure about Cavalcante in terms of his affiliation with Renato Laranja.
Yeah.
But Pat Healy is a supporter.
So we're going for Healy.
Of Renato Laranja. I'm going to tell you a story, Pat Healy. Pat Healy was busted for natural medicine.
Yeah, marijuana. Okay?
And I remember I was at that fight. In New Jersey, I believe he was beat Jim Miller.
Jim Miller.
Okay, and that was a tough fight. The guy was bleeding and exhausted, sweating, staggering out of the cage, being leaving after the victory, a hard fought victory, and he was just kind of walking out of that exhaust. And then he look up and lock eyes with you, Uncle Hanach, because I was hide there the first hallway where they bring out the guys out there, and he look up and he said, "Oh, the 27-time world champion." And he just came out of his exhaustion and just like he light up like a Christmas tree.
Yeah.
Like a kid. Like the kid from Christmas Story.
Right. Now I remember when
Halfie.
I remember when when Chael lost to Galvao.
I don't remember that.
You turned your back to him. Did you guys ever make up?
That's depending on who you ask. I've tried to bury the olive branch with him,
yes.
and he accept my apology, but I still think that he have a bad taste in his mouth from that one. I just don't feel like
Nope.
How you can forgive can't forgive, but you can't sometimes to forget.
Now, why did you turn your back to him?
I have my reasons.
Okay. You think he was disrespectful towards Brazilians, and that's why?
I couldn't see my way clear to shake his hand. But afterwards, we will shake hands.
Have you met, by the way, Cesaria Gracie?
Cesarian?
Cesalina.
Cesalina Gracie.
Why are you calling her Cesarians Gracie? maybe after.
Have you met Cesalina Gracie?
After she meet
Uncle Nash. Beautiful.
I bet she is.
Like three of my shows.
Egan's niece.
Oh.
Gorgeous.
Well, most of those Gracie girls is gorgeous, man.
Yeah, what's up with that?
I don't know. They just put something in the water.
Unbelievable.
Yeah. I don't know what they're feeding that one, but I never really seen an ugly one.
Yeah.
All of that ones, every time. Oh, that's so and so Gracie. That's blah, 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 Gracie.
They're all fucking.
Yeah, and I'm like,
Kyra Gracie, right? Isn't she?
All of them. Kyra. I can't even keep track of all that ones, but every time I'm at one of these events, I go,
would you ever marry
who the
a Gracie?
Fuck is that? Why not?
You would.
Well, marry. I'm not going to marry nobody, okay? But what I do, a common law, whatever the fuck they call it, a friendship or whatever, yeah.
You would do a common law friendship. That would be a lot of pressure, I feel like, being in that family.
There's a lot of pressure.
All such badasses.
There's a lot of pressure to be in the Laranja family. So don't forget that one. She's got a lot to live up to. She's going to drop the Gracie name and put the Laranja.
Girl, you've got about 35 Gracies at your door.
Yeah, I know.
That would scare the shit out of me.
I don't think
that'd be like trying to take out Chuck Liddell's daughter, and you're like, I don't really want to anymore.
Well, why? You're going to treat her nicer.
I would make a move for like 3 months though. I think I'd be scared to like put a finger.
But then see, that's the stuff. They're gonna find
like slutty.
They're gonna find the guy that is gonna make a move because every fucking guy's afraid. And so they wanna find that one guy who's not afraid, who says, "You know what, baby cakes? It's chimey. It's
Is
chimey.
That you? Are you that guy?
Well, talk to me, holler at me on Instagram-y, some of you Gracie women out there.
Well, that was like some of the girls we have on the podcast that you're like, you know, how's the dating? And they're like, well, most guys won't come up to me because they're afraid of me.
Exactly.
And it's like the one that will come up to me, I'm like, all right, cool. Let's go out and do something. Well,
that's why you see
it. If you went out with a great, if you went out with a female fighter, would you, how long? I feel like you would kind of be kind of a pussy. I don't think that you would. I think you'd be very right.
How is this even a conversation?
Because it is. either start answering the questions or get the fuck out of here. You're
like,
fired.
I feel like you.
Fine.
You're
fired.
I feel like you'd be intimidated.
Hanato just fired me.
Hanato's the man. I feel like you'd be intimidated. No. No.
Intimidated by a female fighter?
Yeah.
I don't think so.
You don't think so?
He's intimidated by a male fighter.
Now, would you sleep with her and then get her autograph or get an autograph first?
No, I'd get her to sign halfway through.
That's cool. Now, really? Diego Lima versus David Michelle. We have both of them on the fight. They're fighting Friday night.
Yeah, that's the pilot, the airline pilot versus the Hindu. Alibaba,
I
the 43.
Native American.
Whatever the fuck.
Thanks for asking me. Cavalcante wins.
Cavalcante
wins.
Who cares about you? And okay, so Cavalcante. Why we don't call Cavalcante?
I think we try, but something happened.
What about Pat Healy?
Both of them, and neither one of them answered.
Tell him. Try Pat Healy and say that your uncle Hanach is here.
You could do that right now.
We went 1-1.
Tell him your uncle Hanach want to talk to him. Go ahead.
Can I put it up to the phone? And then all right, I'll try right now.
Let's see if maybe he didn't know. Maybe he thought the only thing.
It's also 3 hours later.
You're not
Florida.
Gonna you're not gonna entice him with CB Moyle or CB Dalloway, whatever your nickname is.
CB Moyle.
Yeah.
All right, hold on. I'll call Pat Healy right now.
Yeah, Pat Healy don't have time to talk to CB Garnet.
Put the phone up to hit. See if it works.
Speaker like that. It's on the bottom of the phone.
So like that?
Yeah. Make sure it's on speakerphone.
Oh yeah.
Oh.
This is why we need you.
This guy.
You listen how he said that.
I will call him Pat Healy right now.
He's not gonna answer. Maybe you should send a text and say, "Look, your uncle not you."
See if he picks up.
You're probably turning up the volume too on the phone.
Yeah, your volume's really low.
Hey.
So, first of all, his doggy.
Oh, all right. So, Pat Healy did not pick up.
Exactly. He's not going to pick up. I wouldn't pick up either. You got to put a tax first and say, listen, Uncle Renato Laranja is here.
He's coming close right now. Oh, he's walking around.
And then he want to have a couple words on the podcast about your fight.
Okay.
Let's see if you get a response to that one. But then let's move on, okay?
All right. Yeah, okay. Now, all right. So, Diego Lima versus David Michaud. I'm picking Michaud. You?
I'm gonna go Diego Lima because at his best, he's a very dangerous man. It depends if you get the best Diego Lima in there, he probably can beat most anybody.
Yeah,
it just depends on the Diego that show up.
CB,
I got Michaud. I think he out wrestles him, out grapples him, and just grinds him.
I'm with that now. Karina Dam.
Yeah, she got a fight from the Craigslist ad.
Sarah Alpar. I don't know who Sarah Alpar is. Karina Dam.
What about Andre and Division?
Yeah, all right, we'll talk about Karina first. Who is Karina Dam? What's her background?
She's like one of the pioneers of female MMA. She was the only woman that Titan signed, and then they put out a Craigslist ad.
But as far as you said that she's one of the pioneers, why?
She's just she's been around a long time. She's a well-known name. I don't know a ton about her.
Yeah,
but
wow, this is an exciting subject
okay,
for
all
the
right.
fans.
Andre Harrison, Strikeforce. Andre Harrison's fighting. He's 12-0, fighting Division Rivero.
The guy's name is Division.
Yeah,
what are you talking about?
And he doesn't answer the fucking
why.
D E I V I S I O N. Division Ribeiro.
Davison.
Let me see that, please.
I think it's Division.
On the right top.
And we'll tell you a funny story, Hanach.
I bet you anything. Okay, his name is. It's Davison.
I think it's Division. It's long division.
Okay, but it's Davison because I know that kind of name. He's from Brazil. He's Brazilian.
Well, we had a funny story when we tried to call him on the podcast.
Yeah, his wife wouldn't let him put on the phone.
Okay. She answered his phone. He was training or something. She's like, I'm not putting him on the phone.
Yeah, because she knows it's no good for his career to talk to CB. to CB Moyle.
To fight to CB Moyle?
Yeah. To CB the Moyle. What's your last name?
Someone said
Goldberg.
Hopefully CB is okay after Monday's meltdown.
That sounds even better. Have a nice hang to it. CB, the Moyo Goldberg.
And then, so I like Andre Harrison, undefeated, 12-0. Beast wrestler. He's fighting Division Rivero.
What did they serve at your bris?
I like, how the fuck should I know?
Lean corned beef.
Foreskin.
Macaroni salad.
Okay. And then Micah Miller's fighting. You know Micah Miller, right?
Cole Miller's brother. I know you know the Miller brother. The Micah and Cole Miller is a big supporter of your Uncle Hanach. So anything good that happens to them is good for your Uncle.
He's fighting Kenny Gaudreur, who's 4-4.
Okay.
Alexis Villa's fighting. Wasn't he like, he's been in the UFC?
I think he was in Bellator.
He was in Bellator? Wasn't he like a big judo guy? He's like a huge fucking judo guy. Yeah, so I don't know. Those are the fights. and then Saturday is bare knuckle boxing.
You know what? We're on to something here.
But let's talk about how good UFC 200 is.
I don't know how good that is.
I'm going to tell you. Let's talk about
bare knuckle bitings.
Bare knuckle biting. Okay.
That sounds like what was going on last night.
Shut down before I even fucking say anything.
I know that you're gonna hijack this. All right, so listen.
He wanted to tell you some scoop, hot scoop. So, you're going to end up like Ariel Hawan. No, they dropped the charges or whatever, Ariel.
The next night is UFC Fight Night. It's Rory McDonald versus Thompson.
Nice.
Somebody asked me today on Twitter if I'm flying to Ottawa for it.
That's June 18th. McDonald versus Stephen Wonderboy Thompson. Wow.
That's a fucking crazy one.
Yikes. I don't know who wins that fight. Who? Rory or Wonderboy?
You know what I hate about that fight is two of my favorite fighters. Boha. I hate when two of my favorite guys go.
Wonderboy is such a great guy. I'm picking Wonderboy for this fight just based on the fact that he's never, I mean, he got hurt in one fight, but he's against Matt Brown.
Ellenberger hurt him.
But I feel like Rory has just been through fucking so many wars.
Yeah, I don't know. I like both of that guys so much, I hate to make a pick on that one. But they're both excited. I don't think anybody's probably more excited than Wonderboy, you know?
Yeah.
I love Rory and those guys over at TriStar and Fahaz Zahabi.
I know this may be a weird variable, but... You know, this is Rory's last fight under contract. He said he's not re-signing with the UFC. You wonder if he does even come out there kind of giving a shit because Of course you come out there giving a shit. Yeah, but
it's your name.
But his stock goes up
if he leaves on a high note and you're going to make a nice contract with the Bellator or, you know, King to the Cage or World Series.
It's not going any, King to the Cage.
Or the Chiden FC. It just doesn't give him any first major promotion.
There's no major mobility inside the UFC
HFA.
With it, but Bellator, he's already on their radar. Like, there's no doubt in my mind that Coker, as soon as that fight's over, going to be like,
you here
a question, you go.
Okay? Say there was a league of paparazzi and autograph hounds, and you was in, like, the biggest one, and then you became so famous, and you was...
He is. That's what he is. He has groupies. Yeah. There's people. They look up to him. He's the leader
exactly.
of the graphers.
That's a dubious distinction. Okay, so listen to this.
Here we go again, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah, but imagine.
Pat Healy's calling.
Okay, see? I get his alts.
Hello, Pat Healy. What's up, man? You're on the MMA Roasted Podcast. It's me, Hanato Laranj, as well as CB Gold. How you doing, man?
Oh, I can't complain. I just...
Oh, they can't hear shit. You don't even have it on speaker.
Okay, can you hear me?
Is that a speaker?
It's on speaker.
Yeah.
Can you hear me better? Pat.
Yeah, I can hear you guys fine.
Okay, I think everybody hear us on the show. What do you think?
No.
Very faint.
Yeah, see, that's no good.
Okay, hold
this
on.
This show is a heel.
Hold on. So, you're fighting Jay-Z Cavalcante, correct?
Yep.
No, he's fighting fucking...
Are you ready for this, man? Because we all think you're going to win. CB's picking Jay-Z. Okay, but me and Uncle Hanach are picking you to fucking win this fight. Uncle Hanach said that after one of your fights against Jim Miller, you were tired, you came out of the octagon, you looked at Hanach and you said, oh my God, it's 27-time world champion. Did that really happen?
Yes, it did, man. In fact, it's one of my finest UFC memories, man. It was just, you know, I was came out of the ring, I was all, like, riding high, and he was just right there, complete with the fruits and vegetables shirt on and everything.
That's awesome.
It was awesome. Yeah. And Patch, oh, can he hear me?
No.
Yeah, I can hear you.
You can hear me. I don't know if the fans is going to be able to even hear a word that you was just saying, Pat Healy, but I still got you back, even though you was smoking some natural marijuana with, you know, what's his name, Daniel Strauss or whatever, probably gave it to you. But I'm still a big fan. You're a tough SOB, and I'm always going to believe in you, and I always remember you, Poha Karayu.
Well, I appreciate that, man, because I'm a huge fan of yours, too. And, yeah, like I said, that was one of my favorite memories, you know, in the UFC, was coming out and seeing you right there front row.
Well, Pat, listen, CB just changed his pick. We're all rooting for you, brother. Okay?
Yeah, CB, he's a turncoat. He's a Benedict Arnold.
Yes.
Don't listen to what the fuck, CB. Okay. He didn't have you back.
Okay, we are all rooting for you, Pat. We're big fans of yours. Get that belt, man. Titan FC belt. Wait, you already have the belt, right?
No. Can you?
Well, no, I don't have it right now.
Well, get that belt.
Can you ask him if Benny Vincent used to whoop his ass?
Now, there was a guy on our podcast, Benny Vincent. He said he used to whoop your ass in training. Is that true?
Hell no, man. Like,
we didn't believe him anyway.
I was raising, man.
Okay, all right. Well, listen, good luck with everything, brother.
We love you, Pat Healy. Hey.
Take care.
I appreciate that. I love you guys too, man.
Thank you. Pat is definitely stoned right now. You can tell.
Benny
So two things.
I wanted to know about Benny Vincent because he's up. I murder him every day. Like.
So here's the deal. You know, I don't know. I doubt that the fans could hear. I don't know if in post you can turn up his vocals or something on that one. Yeah, but maybe when you guys are editing or whatever, you can turn up volume on his shit. I don't know. Maybe, but. Tell them when you asked about that story. I don't know if they ever gonna hear what he said.
He said it was the highlight of his career. It was one of the best moments of his life. Was seeing you with the fruits and vegetables after he got off the.
That win when he was an underdog, and you know what? He's never gonna forget that. The rest of his life was a great inspiration.
So UFC Fight Night. Let's get Hinato's picks because I didn't.
Okay.
Okay. So we're gonna go through all the fights.
Okay.
All right. So Donald Cerrone versus Patrick Cote.
It is at 170.
Wow. How does Cerrone look at 170? Has he had any fight at 170?
I don't know. I don't think so. I mean, I'm sure he has, but
I you know what? The only thing that would make me lean towards Cote on this one is just the size of him and the fact that he's fought at light heavyweight.
And he's been hurt once in 50 fights.
He's fought at 205.
But the speed of Cerrone.
Now, could. But I'm just saying, to me, it's a pick 'em fight. The only way that I would go lean, maybe if you made me put a guns to my head, that I'm going to go to Cote. Not because he's better, whatever, just because maybe he's have a little more power in the hand.
Right.
That's it. And he's very durable. That guy's hard to put away.
Then we got Steve Boss versus O'Connell.
Wait, Sean O'Connell and Steve Bossy?
Yeah.
I got O'Connell.
You got O'Connell?
I got O'Connell.
I bet against Steve Bossy last time. Remember?
But that was Tahuna.
We both got killed. And then got other guys, Valerie Letourneau versus Joanne Calderwood.
First ever flyweight women's fight. Ooh. Yeah, but it's at a weight class up.
At 125.
It's at a class that's not in the UFC.
Well,
right
what
now.
I could say, though, about that is Letourneau. She overachieved in her last fight. I was very impressed.
Yep.
And maybe that put her over the edge there because I feel like her confidence might be soaring after that one.
And JoJo's kind of a bipolar fighter. Sometimes she looks
sometimes that. But I'm just gonna say maybe just because Letourneau is kind of like on a high on a high haul high now, you know.
She's beautiful, beautiful girl.
She's very nice looking.
Elias Theodoro, Sam Alvey.
Oh my god, I'm so excited
for
this fight.
If you're smart, the safer bet is Elias. But, I mean, as you know, Sam Alvey, he touched you and you chinny chin chin. That's it for you. So, you know, again, you know, I say if you want to, who's the underdog?
I don't know about that.
I think it's Alvey.
You know what? That might be an interesting one to put your money because you know, Alvey's an underdog, and he can do it, possibly. You know what I'm saying? Because if he touch you, we've seen it before. He's done it to a lot of great guys.
And then Thursday, UFC Fight Night. I'll be in Vegas that whole weekend doing comedy at Stratosphere. It's Dos Anjos versus Eddie Alvarez.
Ooh. I mean, I like Eddie Alvarez a lot, but you can't – I'm not going to pick against Dos Anjos. Come on.
Roy Nelson versus the Black Beast, Derek Lewis. Somebody's getting knocked out in that fight.
Let's just put it this way. Somebody get knocked out. That's all I can guarantee on that one.
I think Derek Lewis takes that one.
You think Derek Lewis takes that
one? Either one, because Derek Lewis is also...
No way, Roy Nelson. I mean, Lewis, what's his name knocked out Derek Lewis?
Mitrione.
That's what I'm saying. Like, Lewis absolutely can knock you out, but he also can be knocked out too. So I don't know, man. That's one of those ones. I let's put it to you this way: I don't bet on that one.
And then Alan Jouban is fighting Muhammad on that card.
I go Alan Jouban because that's my guy.
Joe Duffy versus Mitch Clark. I got to go. Remember, Mitch's been on his podcast before. Remember, he's a guy that didn't need more confidence with Mary Carey. He's fighting Joe Duffy.
No, he was on the. He was the guy who needed some tips on how to not be boring.
Yes.
Wow, he made it, huh?
Yeah,
that's a good fight.
I like that guy. That kid is a nice guy, you know. But Joe Duffy's
it's a very.
Can I tell you something?
Fight.
Joe Duffy, you know, took a picture in a Renato Laranja hash guar, and showed a lot of respect. That's tough for me to.
Fuck that, Mitch Clark, all day long.
That's tough for me to go against Joe Duffy.
It's tough to call. It's a great grappler's match. I think on the feet, Joe Duffy's a little bit better.
A lot better. He's a pro boxer.
But yeah, it's a great
Mitch
match.
Clark is a beautiful soul, a yes. nice human being. But if I had to put my money, and I hate to go against Mitch Clark, but I would have to put my money on Joe Duffy.
And then Mike Pyle versus Mina. Who's Mina? I don't know who Mina
is. Alberto Mina?
Mina.
His name is...
De La Soul.
Mina, Soldier of God, 12-0.
Oh, Soldier to God.
I don't know, man. Pyle.
De La Soul had a song about it. Mina.
Pyle's tough to call because, like, we all know he's a world beater in the gym.
Yeah, but this guy's... I'm trying to remember. I know I seen the kid fight. I didn't remember the name, but when you said that God thing,
Well, Soldier of God's also... Well, look,
you know what?
Romero.
You know what's another stuff? How are you going to beat somebody who, if God is on their side?
And then McDessie's versus Baghdad is fighting.
You think God won't have to win, right?
Of course.
Okay, I'm going with the guy who... But how Kyle can beat God?
Anthony Berchak's on that card, too?
God is... Anthony Berchak's a dear friend.
He's fighting this guy, Lopez, Delino Lopez from Brazil, who's 19-2. You know
did you not?
Him? No, but McDessie Baghdad was supposed to be on 199.
Did you know that your boy Anthony Berchak opened up at Champ Planet in Tucson, Arizona?
Did not know that. Yeah. I love him and his wife.
Yeah, his wife. Well, you love his
of
wife.
Of course you do.
You love his wife because she has a full chest.
It's huge. And Russell Doan against Munoz on that card.
Munoz?
Russell Doan against Pedro Munoz. Who wins that fight?
That's tough. Russell Doan's tough, but Pedro Munoz is...
This guy knows everything, man.
He does, and I like that because some of the guys I never
he's
heard of.
Black House.
Also, in Canada...
African-American House.
Canada, Randa Marcos is fighting Jones Lieberger. Isn't her sister a porn star?
No, Jocelyn and Jillian are both twins that fight each other.
Ooh.
I mean, not each other. They
I
both
would like
fight.
To make them fight each other over Uncle Hanach.
They were amateurs.
They get fight over my dick.
I'm not sure if Jillian is still an amateur. Jocelyn's first fight in was Tisha Torres.
Oh, Tisha.
Which is a tough fight. But Randa Marcos, that chick, she's just a perennial top five.
She's pretty tough, that one hand.
Ultimate Fighter finale is the next night. It's Joanna Jędrzejczyk against Claudia.
True.
Claudia's hot. See the picture of her and
her
sisters?
She's very cute, my brother.
Her sisters? She has three of them.
That. There's three
I
of them.
I didn't know that
she's
one.
Triplets.
You didn't
but
see
I,
this?
I didn't know that. What?
Show them that.
Because I think Claudia is very cute.
Yeah.
I like her style.
Who do you think
style.
Wins the fight against Joanna?
Yeah.
Joanna.
You know, I like the way both that girls fight. And not disrespect to Joanna, but I just like Gadelha, you know, and also, you know, she's from Brazil.
Yeah, there's three of them. They're all smoking hot.
What?
Yeah.
And then, this is an old picture. I seen this one.
Yeah. Also on that
but
card,
they don't,
on the Friday night.
That's
also
not
on the
her.
Card,
that's her?
Yeah.
That one's her.
It is?
Also on that card, Ross Pearson's fighting James Krause.
Oh, my God. That's a great matchup.
Oh yeah. Krause, he told me about that one the other day.
I got to go with Krause.
At HFA. Yeah, I mean, I like Ross Pearson, but Krause is another friend of mine, okay? So I got James Krause.
I got Krause.
But, hey, Ross Pearson, don't come out, Ross Pearson, but I got Krause.
And then we got Brad Tavares versus Choi. Who's Choi?
Oh, Choi.
Duho Choi?
Who's that?
Wait, is it?
It's Bok Choi.
Dude, yeah, Duho Choi. Fuck, you're right. Jesus, man. Who's Duho Choi?
He like Juho Choi because he's Jewish like this guy. And you know those
Thiago
Jewish guys.
No, Thiago
you know
Tavares
why?
Is fighting.
You know why?
Thiago Tavares versus Duho Choi.
Oh, I'm like, Brad Tavares is a middleweight. Duho Choi is a featherweight.
Yeah. Duho Choi versus Thiago.
Well,
Thiago's look good at 145. Duho Choi has power, but
he...
13-1.
Thiago's tough, too. He's been doing really well since he dropped.
So
and he got a new camp. He went out to Thailand.
So who wins that fight?
I got Thiago Tavares.
I would have thought you would go Choi because Jewish people like Chinese food a lot every time.
That bok choy is Korean.
No, Juho, he's a Jew and also Choi.
It's Jew.
Any restaurant that have a Juho Choi, that's a
D-O-O,
a that's
like
a,
doo-doo.
Listen, shut up. That's a Jewish Chinese restaurant.
And then Gray
like,
Maynard is fighting Fernando
Listen,
Bruno.
Don't step on my toes. That's like Moshe P. King and also Genghis Cohen down the street.
Gray Maynard versus Fernando Bruno.
Dude, Gray hasn't looked the same in a long time.
I haven't looked the same in a long time.
I don't like going against Gray. But
you don't like to go against the Gray. who cares what you go what you like?
Also, okay, so we got. I hope Maynard wins.
So do I, but
he does, and he's
and he's dropping
to
140. Wait, but he's going to 145.
Bruno.
He's 16 and
Gray's going to 145 though.
I don't know. Some guy 16-3 from Brazil. This guy right here.
Oh, Fernandes Bruno. He's a black gentleman from Brazil.
But I think this is Gray's first featherweight fight.
I don't care, he is dropping. Anthony,
so it may be good.
Anthony Smith, our boy, is fighting Cesar Ferreira, Mutante.
Ooh.
You know what? I Cesar really shocked me in his fight against Bambos. But I think Anthony Smith has everything to win that fight.
I like Anthony Smith. He came on the show, too.
I know.
Listen to UFC 200, right? You want to say something?
I'm Hattie.
Okay. The first card on the bottom, from the bottom up, the first part is Jim Miller versus Takanori Gomi, right? That's the first prelim fight.
But I got Jim Miller. The card hasn't been.
I got Jim Miller on that one.
They haven't decided bout order yet. So
whatever.
That's
who gives a shit?
All right. Then Diego Sanchez versus Joe Lozon.
Wow, you know what? Can I tell you something? I know, of course, it was better then, but you know what? I don't care who wins. That's going to be fun.
It's going to be
a bloodbath.
You could just guarantee that one's
fun. They're going to bleed on the way to the octagon.
They're going
to
be bleeding. They're going to be huffing and puffing. Somebody's going to be going, yes! And, you know, they're going to get, oh, my goodness.
Then it's Musasi versus Derek Brunson.
Woo!
I like Derek Brunson in that.
I think
Brunson
runs through him, man.
But
you think he huns through him?
Yeah,
I don't know about hunting through him.
Who's ever hunted through Musasi?
Jacare.
He didn't really hun through him. He beat him in third round.
Are you really saying hun through him?
Listen, I don't understand. What's funny? What's the joke?
Nothing.
Because he's
not in
the Brazilian.
It doesn't matter. He didn't hun through him. All
I'm
right.
not in on this one.
Then it's Sage Northcutt versus Marin. Who's Marin?
Mark Marin. He have a podcast. You know that guy. He's a Jewish
guy. Enrique Marin.
He's half Jewish.
He was a finalist in Tough Latin America.
He's from Albuquerque, New Mexico. Mark Marin.
Mark
born
Marin?
In New Jersey.
Yeah, I think Mark Marin beats Northcutt.
Yeah. You know why? Because Mark Maron's on a he's hiding high now. That podcast he had Barack Obama on there.
All ran through
he's also had what's his name? Louis Black.
Yeah.
He's had a lot of guys like that.
I think Mark
who's
Maron
the comedian who's depressed, who always wear like Converse
Stephen Wright?
And shit. No, he wear Converse. You know, he's been around
Adam
he's
Hunter.
He's very depressed. He's friends with on the Curb Your Enthusiasms.
Oh, Richard Lewis.
Richard Lewis.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking about. I like Richard Lewis.
As for Musasi, Uriah Hall ran through
him. He's trained by Richard Lewis.
He's not run through him. He fucked Musasi beat him the first round. He killed Uriah Hall.
Yeah, but then Uriah gave
second
him
second round. That's not running through somebody.
And it's not Mark Maron. It's Enrique Maron.
No, it's Mark Maron, dude. And Mark Maron is going to fuck up
It's Northcutt. Enrique Maron. He's a tough Latin America finalist.
Is he good?
Yeah, he's pretty good. He's got jiu-jitsu.
Is he going to beat Northcutt?
I think so. I think anybody with jiu-jitsu skills that can get a takedown on Sage wins the fight.
Look, I think it's a matter of timing with Sage. I think he just... It was too early to make him what they tried to make him. That don't mean he's not going to get there. He just has to learn
the
other elements.
But have you...
I don't know. What? I don't know. I think he was a fish out of water when you put him in there. Imagine you put him in out the laundry. What's going to happen to him?
But have you seen what's going on in his training camp?
I don't know what's going on in your training camp.
His fucking... There's a whole thing that came out
about his dad being
today.
A terrible trainer.
Oh,
about his dad pulling him out of sparring because
it
gets too tough.
TriStar
he wants him to be the best in the gym. Won't let him train with the best guys. There was a Muay Thai guy that was training with him, trying to teach him stuff. And as soon as it got tough, his dad pulled him and was like, this is fucking bullshit. And... all these different things. It's a whole thing from a training partner right there.
I heard about that. Next fight, TJ Dillashaw versus Asensio. Sun Seattle beat them.
Sun Seattle does have a win.
But
I'm going to go Dillashaw just because I like the direction he's going. I know he lost to Eddie Munch. But, I feel that TJ Dillashaw is a special fighter, and I think that was a hiccup for him, but nothing away from a Sunso, you know.
Yeah.
And could he do it? Yeah. But if I'm just gonna, you know, in these close hazel thin ones, yeah, where you don't know who,
I thought he won.
I'm
the
just
first
gonna
too.
I'm just gonna go I'm just gonna go TJ Dillashaw.
Yeah, but a Sunso hasn't fought in how long?
But let's fight,
I don't know.
Caraway, he fucked up Caraway pretty bad.
A Sunso.
He hasn't fought.
And Caraway has been kind of on
Caraway's
a
good fighter.
You know, he's
fight was
Caraway,
almost 2 years ago though.
Against Caraway, right?
Caraway is one of those, yeah, guys that you constantly underestimate. You know, like who was like that for a long time? You know who I used to underestimate was the kid,
like Rick Story or something.
No,
or
the kid who's out of San Diego, and he was killing everybody for a while, and he put the jiu-jitsu with his own name.
Oh, Miles Jury.
Yeah, Miles Jury, yeah. Jiu-Jitsu. That motherfucker, every time I go, no, he can't beat so-and-so. He can't beat that. And every fucking time he, yeah, beat the guy. And then
that was
that derailed the train. But yeah, before that, no, that was the only fight that everybody did bet on him. Yeah. And then they were,
tough kid, Miles Jury.
That kid overachieve a lot, and it reminded me of Brian Caraway. It's one of those guys you want to never fucking bet on. I mean, bet against.
Also, because, yeah, it's hard to look good against a guy like, yeah, that. Now, Hendricks versus Gastelum on that card as well.
Depends on who makes weight.
Oh, my God. You know, I don't know what that defeat did to Hendricks.
Right. The Karate Wonder Boy is a different fighter than
Karate Charlie.
Karate
Charlie.
Oh, Karate Charlie. let's not forget about that. But in any, yeah, you're bringing up a strong point.
Yeah.
But let me get back to the one. So, you know, to me, look, Calvin Gastelum, he's trained with, you know, at 10th Planet, and I, you know, we got a lot of friends in common. I never got a chance, or he never got a chance to hold with me. but let me tell you something. I feel that kid, you have not seen the best of that kid yet. He's a young man, and he's a very young man.
He's having fun out there, usually.
Yeah, and once he figures out a few stuffs, I feel like he's got a world championships potential.
I feel like it's not a job for him yet. Like, yeah, he's still at that phase.
He's a very young guy. And so, it's to me, it's like this fight is so close. I wonder how it depends. I don't know if Johnny Hendricks is going to come out pissed off and better than ever, or if he's going to come out like poha.
I think Hendricks' big problem is that he when he left Team Takedown, which was a shitty deal that he was making, of everyone splits the earnings when one guy's earning all the money. Then I think that he made his own makeshift camp. It depends on what camp he goes to. A guy like Hendricks, I think, would really do well at American Top Team, aka Greg Jackson's TriStar.
American Top Team is also known as Greg Jackson's?
No, I'm saying one of those guys.
But wait, I don't understand. You said you like American Top Team, aka Greg Jackson. what? I don't understand. they calling it that now?
American kickboxing.
I think it depends on his cut.
Oh,
too.
The one that's hot called.
Yeah,
Hendricks cut. Is he working with Lutrition?
Yeah, yeah. So.
Oh, Hendricks cut. I thought he was sharing it with everybody.
Yeah. So that's right. Exactly. So I think it depends on his camp.
Whatever. But
Katzengano,
I'm just gonna go Gastelum on that one, just for
I
the
have Gastelum.
Pena versus Zingano on that. How good is this card so far? We're not even at the top fucking main event yet.
I feel like. I like Kat Zingano a lot. She's cool. But Pena, man, I feel like she's young and like, you know, she's a good amount younger, and I feel like she's a thoroughbred.
Would you hit that?
Well, what the fuck do you think?
Yeah, of course you would.
I never did, but to put it mildly, yeah.
Yeah.
And for the hacker book and to Pena, yeah. And you can slot up in the GM. and you can contact me after you're done a few trainings.
So you like Pena in this fight?
I like Pena in a lot of spots, everywhere.
Okay. I like Pena in this fight, you?
I got Zingano.
Ooh.
I like Juliana. I met her for the first time at Invicta. She's a nice chick, but I'm not picking on who I like. I think Zingano has all the tools to beat her.
This is the wrong podcast for that.
No shit. No shit. We suck up to the people that are nice to us. I get it.
That's how the world, that's what that make the world go, huh?
I think Peña, understood. Honestly, I think Peña's too young, too hungry. Kat, I just think that Peña's on a different level right now, and I think that she's... I don't know. I think she's going
to
win this fight.
We shall see. But that's nothing to take away from Kat Zingano.
Exactly.
I've also met her. And she's also a lovely young lady. And also a very attractive young lady.
Cain Velasquez, Travis Brown.
That's an easy pick.
I go Cain Velasquez.
Yeah.
But not that, you know, it's not like Travis Brown don't have just like that one punch that gets you the fuck out of there. But if I just look at it, I feel like he also have that one punch or just a lot of power. Plus, he have that... that hustling that take you over the edge. But the only thing that I don't like for Velasquez on the fight is the huge disadvantage.
Yeah.
If somehow Travis Browne is able to
keep his distance.
Yeah, and use that jabby and keep up. But I don't know. Man, that's a tough one. But I got to bet money. I got to bet my house, my life, whatever. I'm going to put Velasquez. But again, it's not like a wipeout. You know, like Travis Browne's got a good chance too. But I'm going to bet.
He's all training with Edmund, though. I think that's a bad camp.
You said that. I didn't say that. But I think Cain Velasquez is a bad matchup.
Aldo Edgar on this card still.
Oh, my God.
I already called this
Frankie
a long time
Edgar.
Ago.
Calling Aldo?
No, I said I called this a while ago.
Oh, that the car was going to happen?
Well, they fought already one time.
I called that Edgar runs through Aldo.
They fought before.
Crazy.
Yeah, Aldo won the first time.
Yeah, but it was very close. It was a great fight. Wow, that's another... Oh, my God.
But there's no champion this time, so there's no
invisible
point.
That's a harder
point.
One to pick, man. That's a very harder one to pick.
Yeah, how do you bet against Aldo? Misha Tate versus Amanda Nunes. Nunes looked like a fucking world beater. I mean, she beat that Carolina girl who's really good. She's tough.
She beat Valentina Shevchenko.
Right.
I don't know. I feel like it's not a smart bet to bet against Misha Tate on this one. Not that Nunez isn't capable, but I think just the even if you just say the experience. I mean, Misha Tate has been there and did that.
But Nunez,
except for Yoan Cuenca, she never did that.
The first round, she destroyed Kat Zingano. It was almost stopped. I mean, she was killing her.
Okay.
Nunez hits like a
fucking.
Her.
Both first and second.
Okay, but let's remember this. You think she hit harder than Holly Holm?
I think Misha punches harder.
What, you ever punch her? Or you ever got punched by her?
No, I'm saying
okay,
she
so
punches
you know?
Harder than Holly.
I'll punch her. I punch harder than both of that one.
I would hope so.
I'll punch you in your face.
I bet you would.
Yeah.
All right,
and I'll collect some of that Laranjino money.
No, you won't. Well, you put right, one
so
of your Jewish lawyer on there.
Lesnar Hunt on this card.
That they announced that.
Yeah.
Where you been,
Brock Lesnar?
Some of us was doing a lot of other stuffs. Plus, I had a lot of stuff at the Worlds. And by the way, I was a big hit at the Worlds. Okay,
I'm sure you were.
You know, a lot of the I believe Lucas Lapre and Mackenzie Dunn. There was champion. Everybody, well, as soon as they got on the podium, everybody was Laranjino. You know, like everybody holding up the foam fingers. You saw the what the pictures with there? The foam fingers with Uncle Nacho and Eto Nose. And they
did
was
you bring
wearing. No, I pick up the dates at the fucking stuffs.
Did you
I never
bring.
No, I didn't bang.
Did you hang out with Nick
Mackenzie
the Tooth?
I saw Nick the Tooth. I also hung out with you. Look, obviously, you need to follow Uncle Hanacho on Instagram and look at some of the pictures. This interactive, the fans can look at that. you got to follow Renato _ Laranja because some piece of shit out there stole the Renato Laranja. So I have Renato _ Laranja. Never mind Lesnar Hunt. We're talking about Renato Laranja. Look at that. Look at this once. Look at the fans, the support.
I saw it.
Look at
I
the
liked
support.
It.
Wow.
Look at that.
Wow.
Look at all the fans in the crowd holding up Laranjino foam fingers.
And
okay?
how many of those did you hand out?
None of them. they came to me for that one. And they wasn't cheap either. And let me tell you something. Another one. Look at this. Look at that stuff. A picture with who you see there. Pedro Sauer, Bustamante, Ricardo Laborio, all the legends.
Badasses.
The Mount Rushmore of Jiu-Jitsu and Vale Tudo is wearing Renato Laranja nose shirt.
So, okay, that's great. And I nothing but respect for you. You are obviously a man amongst men.
So that's Brock why Lesnar I didn't have time to find out about Brock Lesnar.
Brock Lesnar versus Mark Hunt. Who do we like? He thinks Lesnar's just going to take him down and ground and pound him. But
he
Mark
has
Hunt hits
to.
So fucking hard.
You know what? You know, Brock Lesnar is training with one of my, is training his jiu-jitsu with one of my partners.
Who?
Comprito. He's one of my,
Who's Comprito?
You never heard of Comprito?
No.
He's one of the legend of a famous Brazilian jiu-jitsu.
Where is he training?
Legend.
In Minnesota?
He trained in Chicago. Okay. And I know he's fly out there and do that with him, but he's based in Chicago, and he's one of my partners in Storm. He's part of Team Storm Kimonos, and he was talking about training and Lesnar is I've heard some good stuff.
He says,
and I saw a picture. Let me tell you something. Comprito is one of those guys who have hands like a Mickey Mouse gloves.
Yeah,
and he's a big boy. I saw a picture of him next to Lesnar training. Lesnar, look, you can't believe how big this guy's hands.
But he says, now is he going full on against Brock, or are they rolling live, or are they going mostly?
I'm not sure, my brother, and I'm not going to give away all the trade secret. Okay, wouldn't you like to
turn him into the next Ariel Helwani?
Yeah, I'm not going to get a shame, but I'm going to tell you something. He's training him, and when you got someone from Team Storm, who the leader of that one. Is Renato Laranja?
Yeah.
You watch the fuck out. Because you never know.
Hunt.
I might came down there and to help train Brock.
So you think
Lesnar.
Brock beats Mark Hunt?
I'm going to put the money to Brock.
Yep. I don't know. It's hard to bet against Brock, but he hasn't fought in, 4 years?
You haven't fought in 4 years.
You're right. I actually have.
He's waiting for ACL.
So you haven't fought in 4 years. He hasn't fought in 4 years. Mark Hunt's had how many fights since then? Seven?
Not that many.
But he's been in the gym set. Another guy's been doing professional wrestling.
Yeah, I understand. Yeah, but you also have to understand that the workout for MMA and the workout for pro wrestling workout is more effective on your body. It's
Come
more
straight.
Are you kidding?
But not for a fight, not for mixed martial arts.
No, but he's still training. He's working out. He's running his body into the ground working for the WWE stuff. Just the same way that I've had this conversation with people before. They're like, oh, pro wrestling's stupid. MMA's the real deal. I'm like, yeah, but you put your body more on the line in pro wrestling than you do in a fight. Because if you walk in and you win a fight, whatever,
yeah,
6 seconds.
It didn't work for Stone Stasiak or the other guy that went out. I mean, a lot of guys that tried to go from pro wrestling.
You mean Sean O'Hare?
Sean O'Hare. Who got
and Alberto Del Rio. It was Dos Caras. Yeah, but it doesn't. Okay, so you're going to say every pro wrestler that ended
not
up
every
a fighter?
One. I'm just saying that it's not. Those guys put themselves through plenty of pro wrestling.
I understand. But it's not about what they put them through. You're talking about he hasn't fought in 4 years, but he has been training.
He's been training mixed martial arts. He hasn't been sparring.
I'm sure he's still training.
No, he's not. Now
he had Death Clutch Gym this entire time.
I heard they shut it down.
It's at his farm. How could they? How could he shut down?
But I don't think he's bringing.
He's not bringing in. You know, Sean Sherk and Eric, I think it was Eric Paulson he used to be working with.
So who's he bringing
in? But he's still training. You're bringing.
You're just a huge pro wrestling fan. You made a statement about
he hasn't fought in 4 years, and I'm saying yes, but he has been training. He is keeping his body in top condition.
Training is different than what he's
doing. Of course it is, but a lot of it's similar. The strength and conditioning is very, very similar.
I have to think about this. I got to watch the countdown special.
You got a month and a day.
Yeah, I got to think about this. And then finally, on this card, Daniel Cormier, John Jones, in the main event.
Oh, boy.
Who I want to win, Daniel Cormier.
John Jones kills him.
He's not kills him? Who's ever killed Daniel Cormier?
John Jones.
He didn't kill that. He wanted to say.
I love how I'm asked my opinion on here, and then you try to convince me of why my opinion
is wrong. Because your opinion is wrong. He didn't kill Daniel Cormier.
I'm allowed my opinion.
He beat him. I was there. He beat him two rounds. He beat him 3 rounds out of the five.
Yeah, but Daniel Cormier, I'm going to take you down. I'm going to do everything to you. I won't give my opinion anymore. Probably the smart money.
Like he's saying,
me you're right.
Okay, caralho, enough about this. The CB Dollarway show,
yeah.
The CB Moya podcast.
Yes,
I mean, yeah.
Stop sulking, dude.
Yeah, and typing on your
no,
calculator.
I'm doing other things.
Okay, so listen up. I feel like the safe bet is John Jonesy.
Yeah,
but the you know, I feel DC, man. You don't underestimate DC.
Yeah, this kind of, I mean, my heart's with DC. I don't know. Jones did not look that great in his last fight. I was there for that fight, and he looked too muscular. He looked tired, and that John Jones loses to DC. The John Jones that showed up to the first one, obviously. I'm calling it right now. Daniel Cormier wins this fight. DC wins this fight.
Wow, that's a bold prediction, but you know what? Hey, I don't mind.
So listen, that's our podcast
today. Whose gloves is this one?
Mine.
You have that big ham?
No, I just bought them. That's our podcast today. Do you have anything coming up? Any seminars?
Oh, God, I'm doing a charity stuff next month. I wish I had the date on there. I want to say, I'm going to give... I don't have the date.
Okay. Poha, anything else?
Maybe but it's a charity. It's called Geese for GIs. It's for veterans and active soldiers, you know, who want to train BJJ and, you know, they're not getting paid the high way. They don't have the high benefits, whatever. And we're going to get some geese to that guys and you know, so they can.
Do you guys take donations?
Yeah, we take a donation.
Because I have like 3 geese at home that are just sitting.
How about
there.
You donate some money, you cheap motherfucker?
That's what I'm at.
Okay, he don't love your country. He don't love the military like you, Uncle Hinach. I'm not even from here.
Hate you all.
I'm not even from here, and I respect the military, the United States military, more than you.
Now, if people want to come train with you personally, how do they do that?
You know, I just like women who want to do intercourse with Uncle Hinach. I feel like social media is the best way to contact. Okay. If not Tinder, I want you to come on there to contact me from Twitter.
Okay.
Or Instagram-y. Right. Or also Facebook.
Yes.
But not the Hong Facebook. It's the one with the illustration of me on there. Okay? Get it height. But anyway, you go on to Renato _ Laranja and do yourself a favor and train with your Uncle Renato or have me out for a seminar or your birthday or your bar mitzvah or you bris.
Now, Joe Perez, anything got coming up?
Probably not a lot of
stuff.
Right?
You want to hold the microphone?
You got to hold the mic?
Joe P. Comedy on Twitter.
Joe P. Comedy on Twitter. Tweet me what you think about Amber Rose sticking her fingers in my ass. I don't think it's weird. I don't think it's no big deal, but let me know what you think.
Yeah. That was totally... What the fuck?
No, that's okay. He wanted to know, but hey, he wasn't. It just came off the cuff.
And then next week, I'll be at the Comedy Cave in Calgary.
Well, the Comedy Cave. That's that's height where you belong. So where nobody going to saw
and
you.
And then after that, I'm at the Comedy Club in Rochester. And then July 4th, Joxy Fight Weekend, I'll be at the Stratosphere Hotel. We are doing a podcast this Saturday. We have the Greg Wilson coming back, as well as Tyler and CB. We're going to try to do the live bare-knuckle fighting. And then next week, we're off. I'm leaving Tuesday for the Comedy Cave. So no podcast next week.
Okay. And now if you finished, hold on. I know you got a piece to say.
I got nothing to say.
Okay, good.
You angry again?
Who cares?
I don't have anything coming up except for more shafting by Adam on this podcast.
Yeah, and also more autograph huntings.
No, I'm okay, done with that till Metamorphosis.
Oh, Metamorphosis. Okay, so but I wanna mention that I'm gonna be out in UFC Fight Night in Chicago next month. They're bringing me out. The Tilted Kilt in Chicago is bringing me out there, and so you can party with your Uncle Hinach after the UFC.
That's a great card too.
Yeah, it is a great card. Talk about it for a second.
I won't, but I will talk about how badly I want to see Uncle Hinach at Metamorphosis.
Well, you never know what's gonna happen. They gotta make the price is high on that one. But I'm gonna be at in Chicago at the Tilted Kilt after the UFC. Which number is that? Or it's
I think
a fight
it's UFC
night.
On Fox.
And who's the main? I know I forgot.
Holly Holm, Valentina
yeah,
Shevchenko.
Exactly.
And you got Glover, Rumble.
Yeah. So you're gonna see me there. Okay.
Yeah. You got Glover Teixeira versus Anthony Johnson, and then we got Barboza versus Gilbert Melendez.
Oh,
on that
very
card.
Nice. Very nice.
Oliveira versus James Musari.
Yeah.
Urbina Sullivan, Eddie Sands versus Eddie Wineland. Is
yeah.
That card?
Okay, but the main
Felice
stuff.
Harrick.
Yeah, Felice Herrick. And the main stuff is your
is
Uncle Hinach going to be there. And
Kaelin Curran, yeah.
A lot of people out in Chicago out there want to do a fucking little Smokies and hang out with your Uncle Hinach.
Usman's on that card.
Oh, yeah.
Kamaru?
Yeah.
Nice.
No, no, something Usman. I think Usman's last name is... yeah, Kamaru Usman. Yeah, yeah, yeah. And then...
this was supposed to be a
Darren Elkins on that card?
This was a plug for Yonko Nice, and it turned into a thing for Darren Elkins, okay? Never mind Darren Elkins.
I'm going to start writing phonetic scripts for Adam so he can read the names correctly.
Yeah, and then another stuff is that I've got a whole bunch of Hinato stuffs coming out with Storm kimonos. So we're coming out with shirts, hash guards, kimonos, all kind of shit.
Nice. All right, thank you guys so much. Take care. Bye-bye.